Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. In this episode, we're going to finish up Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read there from verse 35 through the end of the chapter. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, these are perhaps some of the most famous verses on the love of God that Paul has ever penned. And he reaches this climax in his discussion in this letter about all that God has done in the good news of Jesus Christ. And he comes to this great conclusion that what can separate us from the love of Christ? What can separate us from the love of God? Because God's love is such a powerful force that drives Him to do everything that He does on our behalf. It drove Him to do everything for us in Christ Jesus, and it will continue to motivate His heart toward us throughout all the ages, because God is love, and His love is the most powerful force on earth, and nothing can separate us from that. I believe the second half of verse 35 is indicative of Paul's own life. I think he's reflecting on the experiences that he's had. Now, some of these things maybe you and I will never experience, but perhaps we will. But Paul can say, surely through tribulation and distress and persecution and famine and nakedness and peril or sword, he has survived through that all. And then he quotes this verse in Psalm where he says, for your sake, we're being put to death all day long, and we're considered as sheep to slaughter. He's saying that this is what characterized his own personal life as he went about laying his life down for the sake of the gospel. Now, I realize that these types of things may not apply to our lives specifically. Nonetheless, Paul says, even in the most extreme cases, when we go through those circumstances, nothing can separate us from the love of God. I think one of the biggest lies that the enemy tells us is this: you're going through a hard time. Where's God's love? I mean, if God really loves you, then where is He in your struggle? And Paul just had the revelation. He had the understanding, based on what he knew to be true, of everything that God had done for him in Christ Jesus, because all that he did was motivated out of his deep love for us, then we could never bring his love into question. This goes back to the fact that we talked about when we talked about suffering and we talked about hardships in life. We're not exempt from that. But when we experience those things, we're not experiencing them because God doesn't love us. Just the opposite. We understand that as we experience those things, God is busy loving us. He loves us through everything that we experience. And this is exactly what Paul's outlining here. Even if he is just like a sheep led to slaughter, then he is not going to question God's love. You know, I read this verse earlier in an episode in 1 Peter where we talked about suffering. I want to go back and read that because it ties this right back together. He says there, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow in His steps. Now listen to what he says, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. And while suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to Him who judges righteously. Now I'm going to keep reading, verse 24 and 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds we were healed. Verse 25, for you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. So now what is he explaining? He's explaining the attitude that Jesus had when he went through hard times. And this is exactly what Paul's saying. We were considered like sheep to go to slaughter. But what can sheep do when they're gone to slaughter? They can't say anything. They can't do anything. And this is exactly what Jesus did. He remained silent and he stayed the course. This is exactly what Paul's saying his attitude is. Even though we experience these things as though we're being led right into death, we will not question the love of God. Folks, this is the mark of the mature believer. This is the person that truly knows who they are in Christ. And then Paul goes on to say, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Again, in the previous episode, we talked about these all things that Paul's alluding to. He's talking about all the things that he has outlined in this whole book, specifically in Romans chapter 8. The fact that we're no longer under condemnation of death, the fact that we have the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus operating in us, the fact that we have the Spirit available to us so that we can walk according to the Spirit and experience life, the fact that we have the Spirit of adoption in us testifying that we are children of God, the fact that we are heirs of God, the fact that we know that we're going to experience a redemption of our physical bodies and we're going to be brought into ultimate glory in God, the fact that we have the Spirit praying for us, the fact that God is working all things in our lives for his good purpose of forming us into the image of Jesus, the fact that we know that nothing can bring accusation against us, and the fact that Jesus is interceding for us. Do you see how it's so incredible and how through all these things we overwhelmingly conquer? How can we experience defeat in our lives when we know that God has done all these things for us? So Paul concludes there that he is convinced. That's the key word. Are you convinced? Do you understand these things at a level where your heart is fully convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God? And he goes through this whole list. And I don't believe this list is meant to be necessarily picked apart in all its parts and try to understand everything that Paul's saying. I actually believe Paul was just overwhelmed and he moves into this kind of mode of declaration, almost like declaring in a poetic way all the things that he could possibly imagine that could be characterized as anything that could separate us from God. And he says, neither death, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, or the present, or things to come, powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing. That is a pretty inclusive list. He is saying nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful truth, and what a great place for us to stand in today. I pray that you will be encouraged, that as you reflect on all that we have seen that God has done for us and freely given us in Christ, that we will be able to declare with Paul, we are secure in God's love. Be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.